I love holiday cards. As soon as I get one, up it goes in our kitchen, and there it will stay for months. Sometimes I don't even make it past the mailbox before I've opened the latest arrival to savor the good wishes and see the smiling faces of our friends and family. And lately I've realized that if I love receiving annual cards so much, I should send some myself. So I've made it a point in the past few years to send our own photo greetings. I hope to continue this tradition, despite the fact that my sisters and I used to moan and groan dramatically when Mom made us all gather for our expected Christmas card photo. And besides, the whole process has been made much easier by a multitude of websites, never mind the fact that we have our own cute kid to show off now. But this year, as I sifted through the bazillion pictures I have of my son, I began to ponder what message I wanted to send out into the world at a time of so much political uncertainty, and not everyone is feeling exactly merry and bright. Of course, we can always hope for peace on earth, but even the lovely old sentiment of goodwill towards men begins to sound politicized. Really? All men? And what about the women? I finally decided to wish peace, warmth, and cheer to those near and dear to me. After all, people are likely to need all they can get of all three in our post-truth world, where extremes are becoming commonplace, and the fringe is getting fringier and louder and meaner. It's enough to make my head spin. Oy, I thought as I sorted pictures. Oy to the world. And that became the final wording on our 2016 holiday card. Oy to the world. A simple computer search reveals that the more modern definition of oy indicates an expression of dismay. While I know this isn't the way everyone feels, it pretty well sums up my mood as we sail into an uncertain new year. And hopefully, 12 months from now, it will be much easier once again to wish everyone glad tidings of comfort and joy.